Praise God. He is worthy of the praise. Bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. I was hoping this song would come through clearly, but we have to try it and see. In the name of Jesus, I want to lock it. Yes, Lord Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Yes, we need to deny ourselves. Thank God for this resurrection day. That we celebrate Jesus. Lord, help us to make sure we keep a repentant heart before you to glorify your holy name. There's just four of us left for. Oh, yes, with your help, I can deny my pride, deny this flesh. Be crucified, that you may be glorified, O Lord. I want to be used. I want to be blessed. I want to be free. Oh, to put my hands in yours, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. It's you that I need. Hallelujah. Give it another minute. See if anyone else come on. If not, we're starting. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. resurrection power of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I like that. The altar is home for the saints. Welcome to again to the Blog Talk Radio. There's only four of us online, but we're going on in Jesus' name. Thanking God for this, well, five now. We thank God for this resurrected day. Glory to God is celebrating Jesus Christ. Easter, oh, we glorify him for being our Savior, our Deliverer, our Redeemer back to the Father. Thank God for loving us so much that he sent his only Son. Oh, and his Son sacrificed with so much pain and agony and suffering on our behalf to be obedient to the Father, to redeem his people back to him. And thank God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy because of Jesus Christ, because of his love, his mercy. Oh, God, for being whipped unrecognizable, all the pain, the agony, and everything he went through. Help us to remember every day when we can't even feel the prayers of our brothers and sisters, knowing that they're praying. But God, as we know that Jesus is our advocate, and he's interceding on our behalf every day. Like he told Peter, the enemy desires to sift him as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith faileth not. Help us to not fail you, God. More and more desire more of you. Deny this flesh. God, there's so much going on in our lives that distract. But God, help us to look up to the hills with coming to our help and remember to cast the cares. Remember to trust and rest in you. Help us, glory to God, to know that your word will not go out void and it will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. Help us to know that we belong to you. We are bought with a price. We are no more our own. All that you sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice, the bleeding, the suffering, the pain, the agony, the beatings, oh, Shema, Kororo, Bosheta, all the ridicule, glory to God, the ostracism, everything that you've been through, glory to God, so that we can go through and be the vessels that you call for in these last days. And you sent us the Holy Spirit, the power of the anointing on the inside that you reside in us, and that we will abide in you and your word abide in us. We can ask what we will and it shall be done. Help us never to forget. Ah, glory to God, all that you've done. How can I forget what you've done for me? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we sing it, we pray it, glory to God, but do we believe it and act on it? That makes all the difference. Lord, help us, glory to God, to keep a repentance and a praising spirit to give you glory. Hallelujah. Just thinking of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. What an awesome, wonderful God we serve. Thank God. Even as it says, his resurrection brought unqualifiable blessings to the blessing to the church and to the world, for his resurrection reminds us that he was raised by the Spirit of the Father, and the same Spirit dwells in us and would give life to our mortal bodies. Romans 8:11. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To remembrance, give us hope. Remembrance reminds us of the victory of Calvary. 1 Corinthians 2:8 reads, which none of the rulers of the age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord. Glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8 in New King James, the death of the resurrection of Jesus gave birth to the church and is 2 billion inheritance today. The resurrection brought unquantifiable blessings to the church and the world. 3, remembering the resurrection of Christ gives us hope that we should screen change. 3, remembering the resurrection of Christ gives us hope that we should be raised with him in the future, even after our death. Paul wrote, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. 2 Corinthians 4:14, 1 Corinthians 6:14, 1 Corinthians 15:20. For his resurrection reminds us
that he was raised by the Spirit of the Father, and that same Spirit dwells in us and would give life to our mortal bodies, Romans 8:11. The Easter Sunday, we cannot but reflect on the mystery behind the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That power is the same today and forever. It has not lost its power. Let us consider some of the outworking of the power of over time. We bless the Lord. Just glory to God, and encourage and insert just to recognize what glory to God and who he is and what he is to us and the purpose. Bless the Lord. We praise God again for another new day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. We honor Jesus Christ and thank God, glory to God, for his loving kindness and all those that have come on the line. We thank God for his mercy and grace. We thank God for our precious, glory to God, mother in the Lord. Praise God, Mother Alexander, unavailable. She's online, but unavailable. Even though the announcement had went out at the time, she had been telling us that she had been having trouble with this, whatever the problem, or however. But in the meantime, as we talk today, she can tell her testimony later. So we're going to switch up a little bit and probably give a few words of, I found this out probably about 3 hours ago, but I really had some other calls. And so really, we're going to be hot off the press, whatever God's sharing. Some things may come with a message that I've already had, glory to God, sometimes. So a little bit of here and there. And then we might even ask a few things, glory to God, from the believers before we hang up, from the prayer warriors before we hang up. Just a word from encouragement from the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, God is always, glory to God, glory that knows everything that goes on all the time. We just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and make our adjustments accordingly. And he's always on time for whatever he does, it always in order. Just help us to line ourselves up with him. So we may have a little here and there on adjusting a little word here and there on some things concerning just the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. And what thought did come to mind, even though we might not stay locked into that, because like I said, we're just going to be doing a little bit of sharing. Praise the Lord. So this is none other than Pastor Prophet D.J. Hubbard, praise God. What I thought about is, whom have you become since you believe? We can take that in so many directions. If we really think about, glory to God, all the process of being a new creature in Christ Jesus, as it says in 2 Corinthians, is it 5:17, if I'm not mistaken, about if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things have passed away and all things become new. And that is that being born again, glory to God, supernaturally through by the power of the Spirit of God. Because we know, like Nicodemus said, glory to God, how can we be born again? Can we go back up in our mother's womb? No, we can't. Praise the Lord. But God, that supernatural born again, when Jesus, glory to God, blesses and supernaturally changed our life for accepting him as Lord and Savior, for being able, glory to God, to come in and shed his blood and suffered and died and glory to God and went to hell and then glory to God took the keys and now is at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. And even before he left, he talked about glory to God at the Passover about breaking by the bread, glory to God being broken as his body eat, and then also the blood that be shed, glory to God, that's the his blood and whatever, and we know it symbolizing glory to God for that life that's in Christ, and he wants us to have a thirst for him. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And help us go right and get to that place that we do so. Father, as we come before you now, as I have jumped out the gate and got on the helicopter and already on trying to get on the 747 before it's time, but I ask you, Lord God, to bless now. Give me words that will share an encouragement for tonight, maybe here and there, but just words of encouragement and wisdom in whatever being said. This flesh be denied, that Christ be glorified in the name of Jesus. Open our ears that we may be able to hear, and if there's something else that you will have to be done, let my ears be able to hear you and to be led by your Spirit. Thank God again for Mother. Thank you for touching Mother Alexander, the advancement throat. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you that this is genuine and never, glory to God, lack and slack at anything, but I know, Lord God, you need to touch her body too and strengthen her busy lady. And God, we just pray you continue to give her the strength and the wisdom, glory to God, of what she needs to do for her body. And thank God you bless her. Even at 76, she don't have, 77 now, don't have any problems normally with illness, so we know it's just an attack of the enemy. But thank God for you and keeping all of us in our minds and our hearts and spirit, and help us to have an ear to hear what it is that you have for us to say, and that it be no flesh on parade. Praise the Lord. Again, whom have you become since you believe? And when we think about that, we have to think about the process of even all that we go through and have gone through to even get to this place now, to appreciate Jesus, appreciate, glory to God, the trials, the tribulations, the various things, glory to God, that go on, the things that happen, glory to God, to get us to that place, to have the character of Jesus Christ and what he's called us, glory to God, out from among them and told us to be separated and touch not that unclean thing, and how you'll receive us. You want us to be to that place that we will learn, glory to God, to put our trust in the Lord, not in our situation, circumstances. You said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So we have to get to that place where no matter what, because we have an enemy to contend with, he's going to bring every kind of distraction and everything that he can to try to keep us from living a life that's going to glorify and magnify the Lord. So in all of this that goes on in life, we have to make sure that no matter what happens, that I have to be focused, that I've turned my life over to Christ, that I must do this as he commands, and that flesh got to be denied. And, of course, there is things that go on in life to entice and try to encourage us and influence us. That's the trick of the enemy, because that's what his job is. So we have to constantly be in place to make sure whatever we're doing is going to glorify the Lord. Only way to know that is through the word of God, spending time with him, submitting and committing ourselves to what his word says, letting it be a mirror to who we're to become in being transformed. Romans 12:1-2 says, Paul talks about, "This beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, so this is your reasonable service." Step on down to the second verse and talks about being not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And the renewing our minds is through the word of God to get transformed. But we got to be willing and obedient. We got to be to a point that we got to deny. And that don't mean that it's going to be without challenge. Because the Bible tells us in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. But when we think about the suffering, all that Jesus did, the ultimate sacrifice he made, and all the things and the agony he went through for those 3 days, going even to the cross, and then what he did, and he was whipped unrecognizable, and the sacrifice he made while we were yet in darkness, while we were yet in sin, he died for us. It wasn't over God because everybody was, praise the Lord, because one time it was, Hosanna, Hosanna, the next thing it was crucifying, and the man, glory to God, that deserved to be, glory to God, crucified, glory to God, they exchanged him for Jesus, but it was all in the plan, so God, he can follow up what God had said about redeeming us back. But the main thing is that the sacrifice, and why we're not sacrificing, and all the blessed plan that he had for our lives, even tell us that we walk up right before him, we will hold no good thing from him. If we, glory to God, delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. So he said in his word, glory to God, how he'll say, many times I'll answer you before you even call. And they said, the blessings of the Lord add a rich and making no sorrow. How he'll work things around for our good. How he'll cause us, glory to God, hallelujah, to be blessed. glory, in our womb, in our fields, and wherever else. When we read about Deuteronomy 28, about the blessing of making us the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath, when the enemy comes in one way, I cause him to flee. He's talked all about even the curses on the other side when we be disobedient and things that we have to go through. So he's given us, glory, our wisdom to know how to choose life or death. It's in the power of the tongue, and to speak life and to live a life accordingly. Glory to God. And how, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We can have a changed mind, a changed heart through his word, and glory to God, live a life that will be pleasing. Challenges will come, and all the rain with him, then we have to suffer some things, but we need to be able to be to a point that we strive so that way we can have, glory to God, the character of Jesus Christ. And he said there's a way that seemeth right to man, but that way leads to destruction. Even in the first chapter of Galatians 5, it said, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm in them and do not let yourselves be burdened, and again, by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, Paul tells us, that if you let yourselves be circumcised, wait a minute, let me see, we're going too far, let me make sure I go further down. Okay. Oh, and seventh verse, you were running a good race with who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth. That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view, that the one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In the case of offenses of the cross has been abolished. I want to get to if you and my brothers and sisters were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, and that's a problem even nowadays. Too many times and so forth like this, we're not to be bound up without about religious and doctrines and whatever like this, but so many times and so forth, we want to use our liberty, glory to God, to be able to sin and do this, and they don't take all of that, but that's a lie, because it's a narrow way, and God has already let us know on this narrow way, we cannot be on the highway of hell doing, glory to God, anything and everything, glory to God, and feeling free to indulge in sex and without marriage and to smoke and to drink and to tell lies and to manipulate and to have whatever like this and be on a part-time basis with the Lord, loving the world and glory to God and trying to, he said, you can't serve no two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. We can't be about, glory to God, stopping, ticking through the tubes and picking tulips and whatever, and then think we're going to make it back in time. Too many times that people get saved, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and may be used of God, and then other things that they have not released until the Lord, find themselves back in Motel 6 or exchanging, glory to God, and swapping this, that, and the other with the other ones, and glory to God, even in the manipulation of greed or control or doing things, glory to God, that are pleasing the flesh and other things, glory to God, that contrary to the will of the Lord, and get convicted, come back in, go back out. You never know when that time may, it may be the time to strike the strike, maybe your hour, your time, and you do, and you, after all whatever you done did, you miss out, glory to God, on heaven, glory to God, just get the view of being judged, and that's it, and in your, up on Hollywood Boulevard, and in hell at that. We got to make sure, you were in the last days, too many people have been tricked, glory to God, and seduced, and glory to God, enticed, and whatever, and denied God, or they turn back around and allow things get into the place where don't pray enough, don't stand on the word enough, don't stay in fellowship enough, don't, it's safe in the multitude of counsel, finding ourselves, glory to God, straying away, but still, glory to God, when we come, we're calling to live up over the hands. They're not holy if we're still indulging in things and still busy about it, sowing discord, hurting, and glory to God, causing other pain and agony, glory to God, even sometimes denying Christ. But then again, of course, glory to God, when it's the right setting. It looks like, glory to God, all things, glory, out of fallen in place, or it's a looked apart. We don't want to perpetrate the fraud, because God knows the heart of every man, and it's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Glory to God, even the power of the tongue, glory to God, if we don't use it for the right thing, glory to God, it can cause a destruction, just like they said in the Bible about that little tongue. It's like a fire, a blaze of fire, striking a match and put the whole forest on fire. Help us, glory to God, to recognize the hour and the time that we're living in. So much of falling away, even as Mother talks about plenty of times, Mother Alexander, about looking at the time that we're in, even with the churches, how, glory to God, our churches, even may not all been filled up, but some of them were packed to capacity. Some, glory to God, were active in doing things, and some may have people in there still perpetrating the fraud, but the churches were coming together. People, glory to God, were fellowship. Now it's scattered all over the place. Even, glory to God, some of the ones that may have 60 or 70 people got 5 or 10 or 20 people in it. Other ones, glory to God, may have 1,000. Now they're down to 500 or 400. Some that might have had thousands, now, glory to God, they're trimming back. And others, glory to God, they only had about 15 people. Now you're wondering, glory to God, 2 or 3, the pastor, his wife, and maybe if they have some children or somebody else that's visiting or coming. God, the time that we live, all of it's not been the pandemic, but the pandemic had a lot to do with where my man's heart is, that's where his treasure is. And sometimes fear. But now we can't even say it's the fear of the pandemic, because you still go to the ball game. You still, glory to God, go to the concert, still go to the islands, still go cross country, still go at God, go to concerts and packing the streets and shopping and whatever else. Everything goes on, glory to God, but what is, and then not only that, when they go to church, now it used to be an hour and a 2 hours, it was, or 3 hours, it was too much, then it was hour, and then hours and what, 45 minutes, now I just go for 30 minutes and whatever like this, but you got all the rest of my day. When you hear people, I got the rest of my day to do it, but when it comes to the blessing, you want him to shower us down with the blessings every day, day and night, whatever the need is, just call on, just call him up, oh, just call him up, just call him up. Glory to God, and everything is like you ringing a bell for glory to God for the butler to come in or whatever I need, or just ring the bell. But you're living like you want to live, and doors open for the enemy, and open season, open target for the devil. But still yet, glory to God, we want the blessings of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Oh, we got to put some time in. Salvation was free, but in order, glory to God, to keep, glory to God, ourselves lined up with God's word, it's going to take some work, and not work of flesh, but glory to God, when you love somebody, you'll sacrifice. Think about these people that sacrifice so much with somebody they say they love, or either they do love, but maybe they love this obsession, glory to God, anything that person do, glory to God, I'm just trying to do to please my man, to please my woman, or whatever, but the one that can give, the giver of life, the one that's the creator, that glory, I have the power to, glory to God, to give life, or to take it, or glory to God, and end up in hell, or we don't want to serve him like we serve people and so forth, because there's something, glory to God, invested in that. And even some things were so sad when people being abused and they feel so obsessed, glory to God, by the enemy, they still keep clinging and holding on, even to their life. And some, glory to God, their life is on the line, but I can't let him go. I can't let her go. And next thing you know, glory to God, they're dead and gone and whatever, over someone, because, but if we would have that kind of love for God, oh God, and we are so love with him, tied up and tangled up in him, loving him with all our mind, soul, body, and heart, glory to God, and he's the one that'll bless. You don't have to be worried about being abused and black eyes or being walked out on or talked or criticized or whatever, all provisions being made, overshadowing you with blessings and whatever. Oh, the one that creates. God, help us to have that love for you, that we'll deny this flesh after everything you've done when you gave us your best. Oh, God, we ask you to help us even in our shortcoming and celebrate the progress. Celebrate the progress. Thank God for restoration. Thank God for restoring us. Thank God for keeping us. Thank God for blessing us in so many ways, even for going to bed and waking back up each morning, being able to walk, talk. It's people sometimes wake up, glory to God, and can't move. They don't have to be dead, but there are other things that happen, situations throughout the day, glory to God, untimely death, stuff, glory to God, going on misunderstanding, coming, and this right here went left, dividing of the households and confusion and chaos. The mercy of God has blessed and kept us every day, every night, and our families and our loved ones. Oh, God, even while we're sitting in places, glory to God, glorified and magnified, Lord, could be in the church, could be in our home, could be, glory to God, wherever, and there's danger all around because of the demonic forces, but the evil one, glory to God, is shielded. I mean, we're shielded from it and covered because of the power of his blood, of his mercy and his grace, and them angels being encamped. Help us not to take nothing for granted. Ah, glory to God, wherever we are, to appreciate you. What a mighty God we serve. Help us to get in that word and get the word in us. So you said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And if we can get that word on the inside of us and stand on what God's word and promises, then we can recognize who the Satan is and recognize even our flesh when it's on parade. So we are no glory to God. Oh, Lord, you know this is your flesh. You know this is the enemy. You know this is what God's word says. And even when we get provoked and agitated, oh, he said, repent. First John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, man, it's so sad that people have been saved for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they know what God's command is, know what God's word says, but flesh to get on parade or get provoked and get agitated because sometimes we don't spend the time that we need to. We start coasting along like he's supposed to be the co-pilot. If God is not the driver of this vehicle, and if he's not the Lord, glory to God, the enemy will come in. And glory to God, when he come in like a flood, how is God going to raise that standard up? Because glory to God, our standard has been so low because we have just kind of been coasting along, and we come to him when we need him, or glory to God, or when there's something, glory to God, that's uncontrollable that we cannot have, glory to God, access to really get to do what we turn this thing around. So then we call on him. Or either we done got ourselves caught up in something and now we need him. But he wants to be Lord, not, glory to God, the Christ of the crisis. Praise the Lord. Like I told you tonight, I didn't know what God was going to bless and how we were moving. But anyway, we can't mix and match the scriptures. I heard a woman of God say that earlier. We can't mix and match the scriptures and take glory to God to apply it to how we want it to be, because the Bible says in its word that, glory to God, that the word is not for no private interpretation for anyone, and God don't have no respect to persons. So we can't take the scriptures and manipulate it and then turn back around and use the term and say strip. Sometimes they strip, they take off this piece and that piece like they want to, like this man I remember and said before. The Bible says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He takes it and put in, God will give me the desires of my heart, whatever it is. So just leave the delight off about submitting in God's will and committing glory to God for his way to be done and for everything to line up with what God's saying. It's just that if I desire it, because he was desiring somebody else's wife and thinking God going to break up a marriage, glory to God, to give him what he wants because he's lusting after somebody else. What kind of foolishness is that? But that's the mindset, even as believers, when they turn back around and be carnal and they haven't put time in to really get in the presence of God and get in his word. And sometimes they will know, but it's just because what I want. Oh, that's just a prime example of foolishness, how the enemy will play with the mind. We got to stop masquerading. We got to not stop, glory to God, allowing bitterness, glory to spring up in our hearts, and glory to God, and thinking, glory to God, that we can be able still yet to do the work of the kingdom. It may be some things being done on a part-time basis because God can use a jackass. Glory to God, he used him one to keep that prophet from being sliced and diced in itself when he had that jackass to talk. Glory to God, to let him know there was an angel there. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus in the Bible. And there are times and so forth like this, glory to God, that the enemy will use people in the carnality for foolishness instead of, glory to God, realizing it's better to know, glory to God, and to serve God and to serve him with gladness and to get into the word, find out what his will is and deny this flesh regardless of how the flesh do not want to die because they want to live. But the flesh and the spirit, they can, glory to God, cohabitate in that same body and stuff like this for us. The ruler. The ruler got to be the one who you feed. If you feed the spirit man, that spirit man is going to be the one that's going to rule and cause that flesh to deny, and the love that you have for God will cause it to want to deny this flesh so I can be transformed into the image of Christ. Therefore, if anybody be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new when we let it in the name of Jesus. Already done in the spiritual, but if we don't allow God to bless for it to manifest in the natural, then we will see flesh on parade. Praise the Lord. obedience is better than sacrifice. When we are obedient to the Lord, we are, glory to God, protected. Weapons formed but will not prosper, glory to God, and glory to God. And only one to see God is, we got to have a pure heart, is the one, glory to God, that's going to see God. And weapons will be formed. That's why the enemy, glory, I get people so caught up, because the things that we go through, sometimes they get so caught up in, God didn't move and God didn't do this and God didn't do that. But sometimes there's some things in us, we have to learn how to wait. We have to learn how to trust. We have to learn how to obey. We have to learn how to submit. We have to learn how to commit to the things of God and to know. Now, don't be walking in fear and doubt and unbelief, because it says in James, if a man, glory to God, walk in doubt, glory to God, then don't expect to get nothing from God, because we got to be to a point. It's not going to think, saying that we're not going to have sometimes that try to provoke us and make us fearful or fretful, but we got to tear down those strongholds. We got to bind it up and loose. We got to, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we got to bring it into captivity and obedience to his word. There are going to be things that were going to try to irritate us. Glory to God, going to try to get us to respond. But the more and more we fill ourselves with the word with faith, not in our intellect, but in our spirit, man, then out of the abundance of the heart will speak. And it will glorify the Lord in the name of Jesus. If you don't know the scriptures, know the promises of God, and know, glory, at the tricks of the devil, lies of the devil, and know, glory to God, what the flesh are doing. That is spending time with the Lord, seeking out his face, and trusting and believing what his word says, and acting on it, and staying around, glory to God, with multitude of counsel, saying glory to God in prayer and prayer groups, and saying glory to other believers that are strong in the Lord, not somebody that's going to be walking in the flesh, because it's a shame now to see people that were seasoned and now they're acting like babes. Bless the Lord. Now we got to stop swapping stories about, oh, you know, this is wrong with me, and that's whatever, and I'm bipolar, and I'm this and that. We know, and this right here, and mental challenges, and this, that, and the other, and whatever like this, giving power to the enemy, and know some of this stuff, glory to God. Even some of these mental challenges come, got mental problems that people go through, really it's a demonic force behind it, but it can have chemical imbalances, but it still comes from the enemy, because God says, by his stripes we will heal, and healing is in his wings. And sometimes it's going to take some medication while we're walking through the faith and binding up and casting aside, because everybody not at that place to receive, glory to God, even in that faith of saying, okay, you're speaking the word and standing on the word, and glory to God, God bless it. Sometimes divine healing can take place, and other times it might be a process, but nevertheless, recognizing the truth of who is, glory to God, the working of the devil, his devices, and what God says concerning our lives. And that saying that we're not going to have to walk through some things, because the attack that comes on our bodies, even through sickness and disease, is not of God. It was done at Calvary, but the attacks have come because he said the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. You came to give us life. You told us that we can pray. And if we get sick, you told us to call for the elders of the church. You already told us this. So there is something. We can't deny that these things may come about, but we got to stand on what God's word and put him to flight and stand together and wait on the Lord. And even if God uses us to go right for somebody else to get their healing, don't lose faith and lose heart that because ours haven't came yet. Season and time, and whatever it is, and we know we stand in everything, we know with faith, and if it is something that we're slacking in faith because of the pain, then you know, we have to just repent and stand and believe you that appointed time, but still be about our Father's business, because it's by his power and his anointing that he used these vessels, glory to God, to get his job done. Glory to God, and we need to be able, glory to God, to know that so many people are so, glory to God, boastful and prideful, full of, glory to God, hallelujah, themselves, besides saying of the Holy Spirit, got BAs and MAs and FAs and this, that, and the other, got more degrees than a thermometer and can't, glory to God, to fight themselves out of paper, wet paper bag at that, in the name of Jesus. It's talking a lot of talk, but not moving, glory to God. And if you do, you see it once in a while. Then they have some that was so anointed, so powerful, walking in such authority, and got caught up in the cares of this life, this world system that he told us not to be conformed with, want, you know, greed, or either got caught up in power struggles, or got caught up, glory, at name recognition, or got caught up, glory to God, in pain and agony, whatever it is that took them off course. And now, glory to God, they're in a place and so forth like this. When the anointing starts lifting, they're still trying to operate in their gift and whatever like this, not even realize now, glory to God, people can tell the difference. Your anointing is not the same, because now it's diminishing, because now you've stepped out of the will of God over into another arena, and now, glory to God, but still trying to operate according. I pray repentance to any of us when we start drifting away, that we have such a conviction that we'll wake up in time enough and not let the devil sleep us, walk us, rock us to sleep, and praise God, slip in a rocking chair, rocking, going nowhere. Oh, glory to God, like somebody having flat tires, glory to God, trying to go somewhere. How you going to go anywhere? It's not moving nowhere. Glory to God, until we get some things straightened out and put the airs back in the tires, I'll get up out of that chair from rocking. And God, repent and get this thing back in alignment with what God is saying. Help us, glory to God, to not allow the enemy to rock us to sleep. Oh, God, we need, glory to God, your love. And the love is the one going to transform us and be able to transform others around us. God, we pray, glory to God, that we don't allow bitterness, glory to God, to take over. And glory to God, that we'll walk in the agape and we'll walk in, glory to God, the truth and walk, glory to God, in forgiveness. Because if we walk in the power of God, we can walk into a room and change the atmosphere. And it's been times you can remember when you've been in places and things have been hostile, and for some reason as you walk, you know, you've seen other people walk in, and all of a sudden it seemed like the attitude of people or the atmosphere just changed. The power and authority that he's given us to walk in. Bless God. He said in Joel 2:28 through 32, but we're going to read just a little bit of it. It says, in the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Glory to God. In Acts 2:17, in the last days, say, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And even Jesus told us when he leaves, glory to God, hallelujah, he's sending us back a comforter. The comforter will teach and lead and guide us, bring us into all truth, glory to God. He said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But then he also let us know it's a greater work, and we can't do greater works, glory to God, not denying this flesh. You got to deny it. We got to let God take control and let him lead us, glory to God. We have to, glory to God, become the vessels that God can use by submitting and committing ourselves to his will. Praise the Lord. We got to be to a place that we are transparent, come naked before him. Glory to God. And instead of being like a woman God said too, said about being a repair of the breach, many times, glory to God, we are putting holes in it in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're building and tearing down in the name of Jesus. We got to get it together, because something is wrong, glory to God, when we're walking in truth and walking in obedience, and we did run well for a season, and all of a sudden he said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? And sometimes I would say, what did hinder you? What distracted you? What kept you from running? Then all of a sudden we're turning in on ourselves and one another. Oh, God help us, glory to God. Recognize the thief and what, glory to God, place we are giving him. Praise God. Oh, glory, repent, glory to God, and have the mindset, glory to God, in these changing times that we should submit ourselves and commit ourselves unto the Lord. Don't forget about the warnings that God has already given us in his word, and God's word shall not lie, and it will not come back void. So many times people test the ground and let the enemy seduce them and fool them and think we can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and make it back in time, or either there's no consequences, but there's consequences to our decision-making. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes, glory to God, there's a lot of suffering that have to go on. It's enough suffering we go on just for the cause of Christ. Why add to the deal and whatever with no protection? At least with him, we know when we're suffering for him, there's going to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. And you said, think it's not strange of the fiery darts that come to try us as though some strange thing happened unto us. Know that the devourer is all about, glory to God, destroying. Help us to know that we have power to bind and loose and rebuke the devourer. And when we be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, he will be the one that will rebuke the devourer. Oh, sometimes we wonder why our money is short and why the families is divided, why the jobs, glory to God, are scarce, and what sickness and confusion and stuff going on in our country and in our churches and in the marriages and relationships and children. Or some doors have been opened, glory to God. And we're talking more even of believers and in the house of God as well. We know these kind of things going on in the world, but some doors need to be closed. Glory to God, some open season. We're talking about for the believers as a whole. Glory to God. The enemy, glory to God, have a place, given place, because he's the prince of this world. And glory to God. And in the dark, he is the ruler of darkness. So Satan will say, I have the right to be here. Because that door was open and you walk over into his territory. Praise the Lord. What has changed in your life since you gave your heart and soul to Christ Jesus? Glory to God. Now, 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God will generously provide all you need. When we prioritize the things that are important to God, he takes care of the best, of the rest. God always makes sure we have enough to live on when we give to the future, to further the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. We're almost coming in now. Praise God. Jesus held death at bay and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus rose up after death and with all power, glory to God in the agape love. Jesus was betrayed, lied on, false witnessed, beaten, glory to God, rejected, mocked, forsaken, glory to God, died, rose again, and now is our advocate. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And even prior to all the different things that go on before Jesus came on the scene, God, in the Old Testament and New Testament, how the Spirit of the Lord moved on the heart of man and even prepared them, glory to God, even for being examples and lights of when they were walking circumspectly to the Lord and when they stepped out of the will of the Lord and some when they were was restored. David, a servant of the king, faithful lawyer, a son in law, but because of jealousy, because of an outlaw of Saul, only things David was guilty of was love. Stephen, a servant of the Lord and the people, guilty of preaching the truth. Oh, glory to God. And even Stephen had said when he was stoned, God forgive them. Glory to God. Because he was telling, they don't recognize what they were doing at the time either. Joseph, a dreamer, glory to God. The brothers and the son of his father, true love, Rachel, which was barren from many years. The Lord opened her womb, blessed her to produce a fruit, which is the baby. Jacob showed partiality between other sons. Jacob showed partiality between the other sons, and created the a door open for the enemy to come in to perform. But all Joseph did was, glory to God, was guilty of sharing his dream. Glory to God. The father made him a coat of many colors, signifying his love and gratitude for him. Well, we must be very careful of how we treat our children and how much room we give to the adversary to come in and steal, kill, and destroy the lives of our seed. We are never to be plant seeds of division in the hearts of our children to make them feel underloved, not loved enough, favored over the other, less than. Don't compare or superior over the others. You're no good, dumb, stupid. Don't say start validating them. Stop validating them at home. You're unable to succeed. Don't say that at any time to your history doesn't determine your future. The enemy has something to lure them off on the wrong direction, looking for love in all the wrong places. God, help us in the name of Jesus to do better. And some people know the word, but they don't know the author and the finisher. They need to read the books, the B-I-B-L-E, our roadmap, glory to God, our navigator, glory to God, and our GPS, praise the Lord, and follow the instructions. Wait, did you read the manual, the B-I-B-L, preparation for the follow Jesus, and do and say as he says in the name of Jesus. Born again, believers, to have trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3:5-6, faith, Hebrews 11:1-6, glory to God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, that assurance. And then also it says on the 6th verse, glory to God, only thing please God is faith and so forth, and as we diligently seek him, he will reward us. Yielding to the Holy Spirit, teacher, to lead, the guide, and the comforter, praying without ceasing, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous, prayer, meditating daily on God's word, seek him, then you will get hunger and a thirst for him and his will, lead to obedience, falling in love with Jesus. Glory to God. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. And not, glory to God, just having a lip service, glory to God, sermon, lip service, glory to God, about the goodness of the Lord. Getting it in your intellect, but not getting it in your spirit. Because when you get it in your spirit, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And he said, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Put your treasures, glory to God, in things where the rust and moth can't get it to. In the name of Jesus. Obey his word. If you don't love him and trust him, you won't be able to obey him. Oh, that's not a word. It's a need to be a revelation to many that don't understand. If you don't trust the Lord and have faith in him and believe in him, you can't obey him. In the name of Jesus, his commandments are not grievous. Ah, glory to God. Jesus said in scripture, why call me Lord, Lord, and obey not my sayings? If you love me, keep my commandments. Be willing to obey and submit to God. Take up your cross and follow Jesus to surrender your life to him. Die in self, absolute surrender. Jesus already sacrificed and paid the ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah, his life and suffering through his body and everything that he went through. Luke 9:24-25, whosoever wants to save his life, lose it. But who loses his life for me, saves it. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Be prepared to endure hardship, and are you prepared to follow Jesus? Pick up your cross. The just shall live by faith. Glory to God. To follow Jesus is guaranteed you will endure hardship, etc. Jesus said, trust in trials and tribulations will come, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Greater is he in you than he that's in the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. James 1:12, blessed is the man that remains steadfast under the trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which has promised to those that love him as we go through God's provision for his assurance. And that's so sad. So many times we do not, glory to God, wait until the manifestation comes. Because of the trial, because of the heat, we forget that, glory to God, Jesus, glory to God, is control of the thermostat. No matter how much heat the enemy puts out there, our trust and faith got to be in the Lord, that he too, glory to God, will never leave us nor forsake us. And what his word says, it will bring it to pass. Even though, glory to God, it looks like nothing is happening, that's why he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we got to walk by faith and not by sight. And we can't lean to the left or the right. And glory to God, whosoever will, let him come. When we come to him, we got to come knowing, and glory to God, that it's not a bed of ease, that there will be challenges Jesus went through so we can go through. He gave us a comforter to help us. But also, glory to God, he already told us some promises and some things that shall come to pass. And we got to believe by faith. That's why we got to walk by sight. Because if he said it, it, glory to God, will come to pass, because his word will not go out void. Hallelujah. He is not a liar. Scripture says we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that the suffering produces endurance. Nobody don't want to suffer. That's a cuss word. Glory to God, produces endurance. And endurance is, glory to God, produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not put to shame, because God loves his has been poured out onto our hearts then through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us in the name of Jesus. Romans 5:3-5. Glory to God. Lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. The enemy will try to provoke us and agitate us and try to bring us over into that place that we will not submit in obedience to the Lord. But we got to make sure that we obey. Daniel, glory to God, was obedient, praying, placed in the lion's den. Faithful prayers, glory to God, of the warrior. God proved himself and brought him out. Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace, the real fiery furnace. Even the one that they threw in there was slain, flown, and burnt. Glory to God. But they were walking around, next thing you know, bound. And here it is, the fourth man, the king see and say, didn't I throw three in there? Oh, now I see four. Ah, glory to God. And they're seeing the fourth man in us. Glory to God. The third man, or however it is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glory to God in us. God help us like never before. Follow instructions. Walking with Jesus, obeying his word, be prepared as sin is revealed and confronting it, asking for forgiveness. Confront the sin, confront the unforgiveness, confront, glory to God, the anger, the frustration, the whatever, and feeling provoked. Yes, Lord, I was provoked to do so. But God, I know your word said, help me, because, glory, I want to strangle that person. I want to do whatever. And even if you did slap them, God, I'll repent. And sometimes you can, glory to God, go and ask for forgiveness, and people will forgive right then. Sometimes they don't, but ask, make sure that you forgive and you go before the Lord and get right with that person. And what they receive or don't, you got to step away and let God do the rest in the name of Jesus, because everything is not going to be worked out just for that moment because we did some. That's why we got to make sure that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Glory to God. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, as it says in James 5. Glory to God. Asking for forgiveness, falling short can be frustrating. There will be temptations, but with every temptation, Jesus leaves a way of escape. We don't always take that way, as it says 1 Corinthians 10:13. Glory to God. Sometimes people yield, no matter how narrow the way is, getting frustrated, agitated, aggravated, so blowed up. Sometimes you can't even see the door, glory to God, for your vision is off and skewed and stuff like this because so frustrated by whatever the circumstance. That's why it is important to humble ourselves and seek the face of God and stay in a place, glory to God, that God can keep us calm enough, glory to God, that we won't be so quick to respond, quick to hear, so to speak. Praise the Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as you grow in grace and yield not to temptation, you will be victorious, triumphant in Christ. Jesus will, with a testimony, and encourage others. Jesus will supply you with the strength to overcome. And see, even though it's resurrection time, this is what God, even coming, glory to God, resurrecting power, glory to God, and his anointing and restoring, and for us to live a life that's holy and righteous before the Lord, to be this light, the light and the example, glory to God, that light on the hill. No, we'll make mistakes here and there. That's why he told us, glory to God, to cast the care. That's why he said, humble yourself. That's why he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I've been living out of my ball, because there will be trials and tribulation. I've overcome. So glory to God, we got to give those things to the Lord. Let him lead us. Bless those, glory, that despitefully use you in the name of Jesus. Bless and not curse. He has given us everything, even how we are to operate with our employer, how we are to do, work in our marriages, how, glory to God, with abstaining from sex without marriage. He done put everything in there. Children, though, glory to God, not to be provoked by their parents, and children to obey their parents. He done told us everything, even those that labor on the job, how, glory to God, we as laborers, and also those that are supposed to be our superiors, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in the church house and with our leaders and whatever, how we're to walk in forgiveness, how we're to walk in love. There is nothing that has not been in here that God knows, glory to God, that he done been through, that we go through, that has not been covered, and how we're to conduct. Are you willing to submit? Are you willing to deny? Are you willing, glory to God, to crucify his flesh? Are you going to crucify him afresh with, glory to God, still doing things contrary to his will? And the lies, and glory to God, in the body of Christ is unreal. From the pulpit to the back door, lies and deception in the name of Jesus. Things God didn't even say. It's all back in the beginning of time in the word. Glory to God, all the way up to now. So there's nothing new under the sun. Praise God. You got to keep moving on. As you grow in grace, yield not to temptation. It will be victorious, triumphant in Christ Jesus, with a testimony to encourage others. Jesus will supply you with the strength to overcome. Hallelujah. Know that the world will not always accept you. Jesus said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. John 15:18. Born again believers, sold out, once recognized as followers of Christ, there will be persecution, misunderstandings. I don't know why we think it's not to be so, and how we're to conduct. He even gave us everything to do under the circumstances, and sometimes we might get out of compliance. That's why 1 John 1:9, and Jesus is our advocate, but we got to do this and can't let it go over to God. And talk about it and go over it another week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks. So many times we give too much room to the enemy. And sometimes, glory to God, pride and high-minded make it even harder to get it done, the work done. Before you know, you're walking, glory to God, backwards over into trying to push and hide things, press things back, and come to find out you're starting to backslide. And then you start seeing people seeing your attitude changing. Then other things get frustrated, aggravated, and biting other people, glory to God, for situations that don't happen with somebody else. Another thing. Of Christ followers, there will be persecution, misunderstanding, condemnation. Acts 5:29. Apostle Peter, the apostle said, we must obey God rather than man. They suffered for the cause of Christ. And it was worth it all. But some of them don't want to suffer for nothing. Rather go along with what's wrong, glory to God, and trying to follow peace in the wrong way, giving up your peace for peace. And God said, follow peace with all men as possible. And that's the kind of peace that God's talking about, continue forward spiritual-wise, not just for be passive and get whatever and push this off and put that off. Praise the Lord. That's another story. Jesus said, trials and tribulation will come, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Greater is he on the inside than he that's, glory to God, that's after you or in you. Praise God. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. James, blessed is the man that remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will recognize the crown. Praise the Lord. I must have rewritten something again, because that sounds like something I've already said. Praise the Lord. Follow instruction, walking with Jesus, obeying his word, being prepared. Praise the Lord. I think I did. What is to step outside of your comfort zone? As believers, we are called to go out in the hedges and the highway to compel men and to come in to the Lord with the agape, to be fishers of men, to love, forgive, help the helpless, less fortunate, poor, feed the hunger, visit the sick, in prison, live holy and righteous. Challenge to speak up when we are scared and intimidated or uncomfortable, knowing that the Lord Jesus has commanded us to do a thing or say it. He will never leave us, all glory to God, or never put us to shame. Jesus calls us to be willing and obedient hearts that follow wherever he leads. Be prepared to be accountable. Christ Jesus' ultimate sacrifice on the cross, and by faith our sins have been cleared. But that doesn't mean you and I have freedom to take that sacrifice for granted and continue in sin. Accountable. You and I will still stand before God's judgment seat, giving an account of our actions to him. Romans 14:12 remains accountable to others. We're not to put stumbling blocks in our brother's way. We are not to be a party to another man's sin. Come out from among him, be ye separated, and touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive you, says the Lord. Accept God at his word. Don't hold or take away. We are limited humans. We will not always understand God's sovereignty. Wonder why suffering, why your prayer is seeming to go unanswered. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible instructs us we have to acknowledge and accept his ways are higher than ours or yours. His thoughts are greater. Isaiah 55:9. Faith trusts when we can't see, just trace them. Except we be humble. Philippians 2 tells us that followers of Christ do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but humbly count others more significant than themselves. Verse 3, and look to the intent of others. For Christians are to walk humbly before Christ himself, did not count equality with God and things to be grasped, but himself made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, praise God, boasting in our weakness. What love has to do with it? Jesus always showed humility, servant, washing disciples' feet, sit among the sinners to teach, glory to God, to heal and encourage. He was ridiculed, lied on, mocked, accused, and accused falsely. Still, he steadied the course in obedience all the way to the cross and grave, back to glory, now making intercessions on our behalf, our Savior. Did you read the manual? What are you doing, or who have you become since you believed and became a partaker of Jesus, glory to God, suffering his life? Have you made up your mind to steady the course, stay focused, stay on board, or have you been jumping the ship periodically? Have you been, glory to God, lying and perpetrating? Glory to God, have you been putting on a front? Have you been masquerading? Praise the Lord. Have you been so discouraged and agitated and aggravated that you kind of yield to the left and yield to the right? Oh, glory to God, or have you made up your mind? I am striving with everything in me that no matter what the consequences, no matter what the circumstances, I'm going to obey. I'm going to stay. I'm going to steady the course. Glory to God, I will produce whatever God has for me. Praise the Lord. I will stand firm, and I will not be influenced by others or intimidated by others to yield and find myself getting off course. Even sometimes with my disappointment and the frustration and the anger and whatever from the things I see that's going on in the cosmos, in my little world or in my homes or on the job or in the ministry, have I, glory to God, stepped out of line? And am I keeping a repentant heart and an open heart to Jesus? We must be productive, producing fruit of righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22. Your love, joy, peace, and gentleness, goodness, meekness, and faithfulness, self-control, strive more and more daily to produce this type of fruit in our lives, to represent Christ Jesus as Kingdom of God ambassadors and priests. Ah, these are some of the characteristics, glory to God, the attributes of Christ that we should be walking in. Bible says they know us by the tree, the fruit it bears. What kind of fruit are you bearing? There is no fruit cocktail in the Kingdom of God. A little bit of this or a little bit of that. So as it is in the natural, glory to God, an apple tree does not produce oranges. You can't serve two masters, hate one, or you will be imitators. I mean, you will, glory to God, either be a representative of Christ or a representative of the world. And he's saying you cannot, glory to God, be, glory to God, an imitator of Christ. We will become imposters. Glory to God. So help us, Lord, not to perpetrate the fraud, and that we will be the one that the Lord prunes us. And if you are producing, glory to God, good fruit, glory to God, God will bless it and will continue to blossom. And if it's not, then glory to God, he will, glory to God, hew that down or cut it off. But so we're going to choose you today, who we're going to serve. Glory to God. And we bless you today, God. We glorify you. Glory to God, for whom the sun set free is free indeed. And we desire to stand fast in the liberty where you have set us free. But we thank you, glory to God, that we will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. We'll be, glory to God, a powerful force to be reckoned with. Glory to God, through the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you that we are not coward soldiers, that, Lord, we will hear the word, hear the voice of God, and have to fight the good fight of faith to overcome fear, and we will be classified as, glory to God, a vessel of your honor and your glory for strength and courage and encouragement. Thank you for, glory to God, for redemption. Thank you, Lord God, for being a part of this Kingdom of God. Thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you, Lord God, for coming back, glory to God, to redeem us, and glory to God, place us in a place that we can be used for the glory of God. To God be the glory. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you. So we can soar like the eagle and be planted like that tree by the rivers of water, casting our cares and concerns, and be like that deer that panteth after the water brook. So does our heart panteth after the youth. Oh, Lord, thank you for these, your people, and for this time that you've given us tonight to share and glory to give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind up Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and glory to God, every scheme be eradicated now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus that we will, glory to God, take authority over Satan and all his little cohorts. And we pray, glory to God, for the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. Glory to God, be manifested in our life as we walk in obedience to your word. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome are you. Help us to love that agape love. In your name, Jesus. Oh, the power of your word and your promises. In Jesus' name, we pray. We call back our peace and our joy. Thank you for these, your people. Pray, glory to God, for Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for helping us to live holy and right and keep a repentant heart daily. I'm opening up the lines, and I thank you, Lord God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers and the prayers that have been prayed. Thank you for divine healing and encouragement and strength. Glory to God to do the will of the Lord and to have the mindset, just not, glory to God, to be a hero but dismiss what we want and, glory to God, take in what we want. But let us eat the whole roll like you told Ezekiel. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. God will do what he said he will do. He will stand by our side. He will come through. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. In Jesus' name. Amen. The lines are open now for anyone that desires prayer. Praise God. Before we take any remarks, is there anyone that desires prayer? Praise the Lord. Make sure my phone is still on. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, this is Evangelist Tara Parker. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I went to the hospital on yesterday, and I was feeling kind of strange. The nurse came back, the PA came back and told me she was going to run tests and everything, and she came back and told me it looked as though I had a stroke, and she wanted to admit me into the hospital. So I'm home now. I did not go to the hospital. I refused to go to the hospital because I said I'm going to leave it up to King Jesus. Yes, we do have a spirit of discernment, but I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm going to contact my doctor in the morning, my primary care physician, and see what she says about the whole situation. I don't feel that my life is in jeopardy right now. But again, I'm going to ask for the warriors to please lift me up in prayer with that situation. But she said the CAT scan showed her some activity on my brain, a couple of dark spots, and it looked as though it was showing her a stroke material. So that's where I'm at with that. So I'm going to ask that you all please lift me up in prayer. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling okay.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Verde, are you on the phone?
I am.
Would you pray, praise God, for Evangelist Parker and whatever God give you?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory today. God, we thank you for who you are and all that you do. As we lift up your servant to you, God, we thank you for her faithfulness. And we thank you, Father God, that she was faithful to go to the doctor to see what was going on. But, God, her faith wasn't in what the x-ray showed or the CAT scan, but her faith was in you. So, Father God, we know that you can do all things for fail. And, God, we are believing you right now in the name of Jesus for healing. Whatever was going on, we believe she's healed by your stripes. We're praying, Father God, that you keep us safe. We come against strokes or any other thing, God, that's even trying to build up in her body, God. For she belonged to you, and by your stripes, she is healed. So we thank you, God, as she stands on your word, and we stand with her, dear God, because we know that one can put 1,000 to flight, and two, God, can put 10,000 to flight. So we stand with her, believe in her, that what they saw was not what they thought they saw, We are believing you that she is healed and whole now in Jesus' name. And we want to thank you in advance for that. In the precious name of Jesus, we're believing for a good report when she go to see her doctor on tomorrow. Thank you, Father. We praise and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Any others before we go to requests?
Praise the Lord. Daddy. I want y'all to keep me up in prayer, Laura and the boys. They diagnosed me with having COVID. But I believe in God. I believe in the report of the Lord. It has to go. It cannot stay. It may have form, but it has to go in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mother Willette, would you take that prayer request for Sister Rachel and family?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to. And now, did you say Laura or Sister Rachel?
Rachel has the worst of it, and then her daughter and the boys with the COVID.
Okay. And the boys. Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, first of all, Father God, for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, that we can cry out to you, Lord God, about our concerns, but we appreciate that you are the true and living God, and you've demonstrated time and time again how much you love us, Lord God, how much you are for us, and you did that, hallelujah, when you allowed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to sacrifice his life so that we can live and live life to the full. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our resurrected Savior, glory be to God, that God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, we lift up Sister Rachel to you, her daughter, Lord God, the boys in Christ Jesus' name, and God, we rebuke that COVID right now in the name of Jesus. We say, Lord God, Isaiah, we put the word of God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, because Jesus, you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, glory be to God, we are healed. So we proclaim healing, Lord God, of this COVID. Lord God, every symptom must get out. We thank you no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, Exodus, the 23rd chapter, verse 25. Bless their food and their drink, Lord God, and take any trace of this sickness away from their body. We thank you for your divine healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name, bless them now and give them favor. And thank you, Lord God. We ask you that you shorten the time of this illness that they have, Lord God, that the doctors say they have in Jesus' name. And we bless you right now. We thank you for a full recovery. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith with expectation, and we count it done, and we thank you because you are our great and mighty God that's able to heal, set free, save, and deliver. We love you, Lord God. I thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
God. Anyone else? Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Go
praise
ahead.
Praise the Lord. I was just asking y'all to just pray for my daughter, Catherine. Her back, she was having a problem with her back. It's feeling better because she's about going to the bathroom. But then when we got back from the store today, she looked on her leg and she had a red big old spot on her leg. So I don't know what that is. She had I forgot the name of it, some kind of stuff she had a while back. But I'm just believing the Lord that there's nothing major. It's just a little spot or whatever. And I know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ that she's already healed. So I'm just asking y'all to touch and agree with me as I begin to pray for her. And also pray for me as I go, which is going to be a while. It's going to be May the 20th. I thought they had did the thing with my throat, but I got to go have a procedure on my throat where they got to stretch my throat. So, you know, be touch and agree with me with that too. May the 20th is when I'm supposed to have it.
Is Brother Black still on the line? Maybe he's not. Okay, Mother. Well, okay, I'll pray. Sorry to say Mother Alexander, but I'm not going to bother her throat. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, glory to God, for Mother McCormick's daughter. Glory to God for Catherine. That we are asking you to touch that back, that pain and agitation she having, to continue to bless and give wisdom through her or the doctors what to do about that bowel syndrome in the name of Jesus. But God, the back and the pain that she having, glory to God, we bind that up in the name of Jesus. Like Mother said, maybe from her lifting that water or however, but whatever concerning that back that comes up periodically, we know you're a healer and a deliverer. So whatever is needed, glory to God, to correct that, we believe in what your word says, by your stripes we were healed. And that condition that come up on her leg, we pray that it's not a reoccurrence in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that need to be healed in it, we believe in you. And if there is something that comes up that you said have been checked, then God, give her the wisdom to check it and not just dismiss it. But we believe in advance it'll be something simple to correct, but we're believing for your word on, glory to God, as we come in agreement for a divine touch, as we send the word out for it to be healed in Jesus' name. And we pray for Mother McCormick. God, we bless you, glory to God, even when they went in there just to check it to get the inflammation out, that she was even feeling much better, that it was less real occurrences, only one occurrence. So we believe when it gets stretched, it is going to be the last of that, and that's going to be end of it, and the enemy going to be eradicated, and glory to God, dismissed from his assignment of coming against her throat for any time for her preaching, teaching, talking, or whatever she has to do. God, that this will be, glory to God, this too shall pass. Like you told, glory to God, Israel, when they're when the Egyptians, glory out, was after them, these, glory out, Egyptians, you see no more. So we we believe it in the name of Jesus. This will be the end of it with no complications, with it going down her throat this time, with no irritations or coming back, with no soreness, glory to God, or any problems. We believe in it as well, that you got the hands of the doctors in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We thank you. We thank you for touching Mother Alexander's throat, glory to God, unable, glory to God, tonight to, you know, to bring the word. But God, we have the word in her all the time. Thank you for that divine touch and heal it on her throat with this pollen or whatever. God, we thank you that this woman stands on the word, drink your word, glory out, even the natural water, and pray over it. So even for this attack, we know this too shall pass. It will not linger on. It will go in Jesus' name. And we thank you for blessing her to rest in you, in Jesus' name. Thank you for Mother Willette. God, we pray, God, for those babies and for her and for that word, and continue to touch her body and her knees and glory to God and all parts of her as you bless her at this appointed time. We thank you for blessing Pastor Bird, God, for blessing her to be able to get there with her family and back and standing, glory to God, and even for that sleep, God, of what you're doing so sweetly with that. You, glory to God, are so wonderful. He's standing on your word, like she was saying, this woman of God tonight, standing on the word. She's standing on the word and refusing to take down, hallelujah, going back into any medication, but standing on your word, God. So we bless you that even sometimes we got depressed and pursue, but go out even in spite of the challenges that come, God, your word says. So just like Peter, if that's you, Jesus, bid me come. Stood on the water, God, defying, glory to God, what nature and natural things say. But God, we trust you. God, we pray for all our children, our grandchildren, our CC. Pray for Mother Sims, that you pray, Pastor Sims, keep touching her body and encouraging her and strengthening. Thank you for Alonzo touching his body and healing him and delivering, glory to God, in the midst of all what it looks like, nevertheless, giving peace, God, and favor, God, wherever he is. Pray for his wife, God, for her deliverance, and God, for God to bless. Pray that daughter, that God, keep being there no matter what her challenges is. God, she's still standing. Bless and glory, favor her too as well. Pray for that whole family. We are praying for all of our families and our loved ones. Pray for Pastor Burton. God, thank you for her healing. God, believing you as she said, for that shoulder, for them hands, and for them knees, God, no matter what, that brother that got that numbness, that pain, that aching, oh, God, has come to agitate and aggravate, God, but I thank you for our pressing and pursuing. Thank you, Lord God, for this month for Pastor Bird's birthday, for Alicia's birthday, glory to God, for Mother Elise, my auntie, blessing her, God, except 95 this year or what, but bless her, Lord, and continue to strengthen her, and thank you for even healing her more, even though she's not walking yet with that stroke. Oh, so much progress been made. We're giving you glory. Thank you, glory to God, for all of our families and loved ones, even myself, and even for tonight, and even glory to God for this that came up in the last hour. Glory to God for just to be able to bring and not know even what we was bringing tonight for the word. But we pray that all of us would be somewhere in there. We'll find ourselves something encouragement and just wasn't words out in the air. We're asking you, Lord, to continue to bless those that are less fortunate, those that are going through, those that are suffering. Mother Ursa, God, touch her legs, God. Bless her. Strengthen and encourage her too as well. We bless you for so much you're doing. All our children and grands and great grands and even these children out here, God, give them a change of mind, a change of heart. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Rebuking the devourer that got their minds twisted with so much going on. We plead the blood of Jesus. Give them a mindset for glory to God to want to do want better. But even these devices and all the stuff that the enemy's using, glory out the crowd, their mind and for so much noise and so God in confusion and chaos, we curse it and bind it and loose them from its assignment against them in the name of Jesus and go back to the dry place from whence it came so they can be able to hear clearly. We pray for parents, especially fathers, not to provoke their children to wrath, but some not even in place, fatherless. God, we thank you that you can become their father and you can put mentors in their lives. We pray for all of our children, even the ones that are in the home that the enemy's sneaking in the doors through the internet and through, glory to God, the devices, glory to God, in the chat rooms and all this. We're trying to crowd their minds with so much right in our own homes. God, only thing we can do is pray because we can't control those situations. You can. We can do what we can, limited, but you're unlimited. And we can pray and you go places that we can't go. Prayer goes all around the world. So we just got to have the faith and the trust and the faith to believe that you would take care of our youth, take care of our children, take care of our families, pray in these marriages and relationships and to want to be married and want to be this and all this homosexual and marrying and glory to God and all this plotting and planning and scheming, all that's going on in the world, in the government, also in the church house. We plead the brother, expose, deliver, set free, and my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek out your face. Turn from the wicked ways and glory to God, repent and allow you to come in to heal and deliver. We got to be on one accord praying for more laborers in the vineyard. We need you like never before. You didn't die and suffer, go through all of this that you went through for us to be just nonchalant and just glory to God, get saved through the Holy Spirit and heaven bound. We go, there's a work to be done. What are you doing since you glory to give your life to the Lord? What glory to God has become of us? God help us like never before. Praying for the church, glory to God, to be the church and open the doors and the doors that are open. Open the heart to allow God to come in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, let me come in and sup with you and you with us. God, we're praying like never before. Help us to be the example and the mentor. God, help us to be, glory out the disciples for Christ. Help us, glory to God, to be the vessels you're going to channel your anointing through and not lip service and sounding the part and doing it on a part-time basis. Help us, Lord, like never before. Too many are dying. Too many are dying spiritually, naturally, and physically. Too many, glory to God, of us, hallelujah, falling away and glory to God, enticed by the world. We're praying for an awakening and know the enemy is trying to rock us asleep and destroy us in the name of Jesus. Help us to be the vessels, glory to God, that can be able to channel your anointing and see a great work being done and be a force to be reckoned with. Pray, God, for one another and help us. Pray for this revival in May for these young people. Pray for Prophetess Anum. Pray for Prophetess Clifton. Pray for Evangelist Benjamin, Evangelist Ely. Pray for these vessels, God. Bless them. Use them for your glory. Stir up a fire in their marriages, in their homes, in their families. Stir them up a fire on the inside to be the vessels on their jobs, in their homes, and wherever they are, what challenges they go through, glory out. Keep casting the care. strengthen them and let them be a powerhouse to be used even greater in this time and this hour. And their seed be brought up over to God in righteousness and holiness too as well. We plead the blood of Jesus. Keep them, Lord. Protect us and protect us all. Shield us and cover us all under the blood as we go in and out on the waterways, highways, byways. Glory to God. Airways, wherever it may be. God, in our homes, outside, whatever we may do, school, work, just going to the store, paying bills, wherever. Thank you for those angels, because some demonic forces around us every day and every night. It's your blood covering and your angels that holding them at bay and keeping us. Help us to not step outside the line in the name of Jesus. And more, keep a repentant heart, obedience, seeking out your face and in your word and trust in you. And know that we're not in here by ourselves. We, glory to God, are people that you've joined together, just like with the natural body, the eyes, the arms, the legs, the feet, the heart, the lungs. With the body of Christ, God, help us, God, to not devour one another, but to be a people that will be joined together to bind the hand of the enemy, loosen from this assignment, and be a vessel that you, glory, can find honor in. In Jesus' name, we bind you up, Satan, all your little course, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated. And we plead the blood of Jesus, call our peace and our joy back in. And we thank you, Lord God, as we thank you, Lord God, for blessing food, clothing, and shelter, glory, our debt cancellation, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, hunger, thirst for your word, and reading and studying and rightly dividing it. And know, glory to God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Give us wisdom and discernment and, glory to God, a ear to hear and obey what you say in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Before we ask for anyone that has any remarks. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, we'll start with the prophet and Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, and go forth from that point on. Anyone that have any remarks for tonight, if there's any. If there's not, then we'll move on. If Pastor Bird's already offered
you. Mentioned Bird first.
Yes, I mentioned her, but if she's not on, then we'll go to Mother Alexander.
Oh, I thought Mother Alexander. But we give praise to God tonight. Glory to his holy name. We thank him for this resurrection Sunday. And thank God for everybody who's on tonight. Enjoyed that word. It was a lot. It was just a reminder for us to stand. You know, regardless of what's going on, just stand and know who we are in Christ Jesus. Don't come down from who we are and what we represent. She talked about so many people walking with God and then going astray. And it was just a reminder that there's so much going on out here that we got to keep our focus and we got to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. So I just thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for his servant that brought the word tonight. It was rich and it was full.
Praise God.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for that word tonight. Thank you for being available. You know, because that's how God works. You, anytime he get ready to use you, you are always available. So we give God praise and thank you for that word tonight.
Well, praise God. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Mother just called and said she was trying to speak, but I don't see all the lines are open. Mother, are you there now? Oh, I have to make sure that she called back in then. But she said all the lines are showing that they're open. Mother, we'll let you go ahead and speak, and then I'll try to find out what's going on with Mother's line, because I got all lines open on the phone, so I don't know what happened.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise, and happy Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. I thank and praise God also, and I tag with Prophet Bird on you always being available and always have a full a full plate, glory be to God, of good food to give out. So we thank and praise God, and when you jump on that train or that jet, you got to be ready, praise God, because you make your stops as needed, but we thank and praise God. I like that, what you said, praise God, you asked the question, or whom have you become since you believed? And you mentioned about 2 Corinthians 5:17, he that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I wanted to answer the question, whom have you become since you believed? And I said, well, I've become an authentic, born-again, baptized believer of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's number one. Number two, praise God, is my desire to always be in obedience to the word of God, to what God says, obeying God. And one of the things that I try my best to do is, number three, is seek ye first. Since I've believed, praise God, I try to seek ye first. Now, then always, sometimes it might have did some other things and took off, but then I thank and praise God I'm learning to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not my righteousness, but his righteousness, praise God. And I put down a note, I have to study to hear from God, praise God, because there are so many distractions. I heard you say there's a way that seems right, and I've been talking about that and having that in my meditation. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And I say that because so many people have an idea that what they're doing is right and is nowhere near relationship with the Lord. So even people that go to church, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And I put a little note, do what's right, praise God. And I, as some of my message say, it's time to do the right thing, praise God. Not your own righteousness, because your own righteousness will get you in hell as quick as anything else. But you got to be right according to the Father, what he says in the word of God. So many more things, I think, and praise God, I'm growing, yet growing, praise God, since I believe I'm still growing, because I don't know everything, thank and praise God. I'm growing in faith, praise God. I'm growing in thank you, praise God, for what he's doing and teaching me. And I want to be in a position to hear and obey what the word of God says, praise God. And I hear you say often, the blessings of God maketh rich and add no sorrow. And I do pray that the blessings of God will overtake you, praise God, and meet all of your need according to God's riches and glory. Wonderful word. Thank and praise God for you, Minister BJ. Amen.
Thank you. Lord, Brother Alexander, I think is on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's still not? Okay.
Amen.
I'm sorry about that, baby. I thought it was on. But to God be the glory. I thank God for the word tonight. Pastor brought us some good food this resurrection morning. Day, baby, he brought us some good food. I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Number one, I thank God for being the head of my life. Thank him for my healing, because no matter what goes on in your life, always remember that God is a healer, baby. But you got to stand faithful and you got to believe him, regardless what it look like. Believe him. The foul spirit attacked my voice, and I said, you know what? I'm going to stand regardless what, because God never let me down yet. And he told me in his word, he take away sickness from the midst of me. So I know sickness is not of God, so I curse it. And I know that without God in your life, you got nothing, baby. And one thing that I always believe in this, believe God. When you don't believe nobody else, believe God. Stand on it, because you is the victory, baby. Because he gave us the victory when he was crucified and resurrected. And he tell us in his word, stand faithful. He said, he is the way, the truth, and the light. And the word that was come tonight, it needed to come tonight. Because I receive it, and I thank God for who he is in our life. Thank him for being so good. One thing we must always remember, believe. You remember that Mary Magdalene, she believed. She didn't hesitate to run and take the word. She believed, although when she tell them, they still look like they're out of way. They didn't believe, but it didn't stop her. She went again. Go on. Take the word. And that's what we're supposed to be, man. When we ask God for one thing, we know he said, I'll take away sickness from the midst of you. Then believe him. And that's what I stand on in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for bringing the word, Pastor. I thank you because you gave us some good food tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
I give God all the honor and the praises tonight for allowing me to be in this gathering that I could hear the word of God, and I heard so clearly, so much was said, but I heard trust and obey because there's no other way. Keep your focus on the cross. Happy Resurrection Day to each and every one of you. And we just give God the glory for this word and for Pastor BJ, who's always, as she always says, on her post and able and willing,
amen,
to share and divide the word with us tonight. And I do stand in agreement with every blessed word that has been said. Everybody that's being lifted up and prayed for, all of the different ailments and things and all of the faithful workings of the Christian people coming against the enemy, letting them know he does not have any space or place in your life because God is in control and he'll do just what he said he'll do.
Amen.
So I give God the honor and the praises, and I continue to lift him up. In all circumstances, all situations, he is still God. God bless you all.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Resurrection Sunday. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cross over someone?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mother. Thank you. I was just saying praise God, everyone. Thank God for Resurrection Sunday. I just want to thank God for the word that was spoken by Mr. Hubbard this evening. I have to say what resonated with me was, like she said, or at least I believe I heard something of the nature of, you know, first off, seeking God and delighting in him, and no more time for gone are the days, I'm saying at this point, was, you know, a popcorn service, you know, giving God just popcorn time. So, and that resonate with me because I know I've been doing a lot and trying to figure things out, what have you. And I've been missing that time, so I've been trying to get back in with the word and seeking his face. And then it just reminded me that just the other night, I would say it was a dream, but it was more in sleeping. And I just kept hearing over and over again, judgment day is coming, judgment day is coming, praise God. So that just let me know even more as she was speaking on tonight, that we have really got to make sure that we line up. There's so much going on in the world, so much where they're twisting and turning the word of God the way that they want to use it and using it not only in the church house but in politically and all these different things. And we just got to stay on our post and continue to pray for one another, pray for the world as you all have already been doing every Monday night and in as a collective and then as an individual throughout the week. So I just want to thank and praise God for you, Pastor Hubbard, for just constantly being in his word, seeking his face, that even when the time like this that came up, how the word was able to pour out of you and to be a blessing to the rest of us. And I'm just praying that we also find ourselves, especially talking of me, being in that place too, that the word of God can be able to come out of that well, because first I sought the Lord and I was looking to hear from him by the Holy Spirit or whatever it is that he would have to speak to us. So when judgment day do come, that we will hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. So again, I just thank and praise God for you. Praise God for everyone that's on the line tonight. Thank you all for your prayers and love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that encouragement, daughter. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for Pastor Hubbard. I thank God for, because I know she's always filled up with the word. even in her prayer life, and even her, even in the word when she speak the word, she just, and even she just talking, she just fill up with it. And I just thank God because I enjoy talking to her and stuff. She encouraged me so many times. But I just thank God for what she have already said, because I thank God for how the part that she was talking about, have you read your manual? And then she said, who have you become since you believe? And so I would just begin to think about different things. And I said, Lord, I thank God. I know that, you know, like I said, I had not dotted all I's and crossed all the T's. But I thank God that I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not like I used to be. And I praise God for his word that got me where I'm at today. And so I just thank God for the word of God that she was speaking in. And I also thank God for what she was saying. If you don't trust him and obey him, how can you serve him? So I praise God for that situation, for that. And also, I think I was listening to Mother Edison when she was like, that we have to believe, you know. And I was thinking about this point, if I'm saying the wrong thing, forgive me. I was thinking about Mark 9:23, where it said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And I just thank God for that word, because we have to believe. We have to, and you also said faith. We got to have faith. And that's like having faith as a grain of mustard seed. You know, that faith that we can't see it, but if we can just hold on and trust God as we go through our trials and tribulation, things will turn out better for us. And I think about a lot of times, you know, I think about this here as going through different situations from one thing to the other in my life and my children's life and other people's lives on today, how we are going through different situations. But if we can just keep that faith and just hold on and just keep believing that God will bring us out, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I just thank God for that word on tonight, because it was really good. And I thank God for how you said that Jesus is the author, you know, in Hebrews 12:1, to look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's what we have to do, is continue to look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, and help us, Lord God, to be able to go forward and learn how to give our problems over to him. So I just thank God for the word, because it's always encouraging. Always encouraging.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. That's the last one. Thank God for all the reports. I didn't know how this was going, because I just had started off with a couple of notes, and I pulled out another tablet, and I was just saying, God, I don't even know, because I didn't even really get to really read it, just glancing with something. But then he just tied everything the best I know, and I'm just praying that it would at least come together, that we will be where we can just receive out of it something for, so the message that he really had spoken at one time to the overseer McGuire about instruction came tying back in with that, just a topic he gave me with a couple of words about who have we become, and then going back to that manual and instructions, and I'm like, oh, so that's how God just end up putting together just on the phone. So I praise God for the encouragement that I received from you all, and that God blessed, and I was, he blessed me to be in tune, and that's all I can say on that. I just, hey, God, hey, say to y'all, what are y'all, glory, thank you, Lord. So thank you for the, God, you deserve all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus, because whatever we do, we wanted to do, that he be glorified and magnified, and that because we got a word or wrote a word, or let me pull something out that was just that this might work, this might do. The main thing is hearing him, so when it all comes together, we all can be blessed. So God, help us the more to have a hunger and a thirst for you. And I thank you, these people that you have blessed, glory to God, for to be not only this prayer line a part of this, the ministry you've given them in their lives, in their services or wherever, and in their homes, in the ministry in their homes. And even glory to God for being able to have a child to come on that you birthed out of your loins, that you birthed through the Spirit too as well, to even have an encouraging word to hear the voice of God and not just hear, oh, that's my mama. Oh, so God, I don't take none of it for granted. I bless you and I honor you. So help us to be tuned into your Spirit, that whatever we do, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. And I bless the Lord. Amen. Bless these your people. Now, is there a word from the prophet for the night? We don't want to leave without hearing if God has placed something in her spirit if she's still on the line.
No, ma'am.
We bless God for you again. The Lord say the same. Thank God again. And since next week, next 2 weeks, will be Prophetess Benjamin. So Mother Alexander, we'll have to push her further back over into in May when the Lord say the same, and not unless he give us a time in between, and there's a word in between her spirit in the midst this month before it's out, then we'll take it that way. But in the meantime, it'll be Prophetess Benjamin, and I'm going to confirm with her to make sure that she's on her post too as well for the fourth Sunday. And then, of course, you know, the second Sunday in May, we have none other than our prophetess, glory to God, Clifton, Prophetess Anum, Evangelist Ely, and Evangelist Benjamin for our four-night revival. Keep these young ladies before the Lord. I've been praying ever since God gave it to me about a prayer you all have been to for the request. And in the midst of that, that week of, and any time in between that, God blessing y'all in y'all regular prayers and y'all daily prayers, that you all have a couple hours before the Lord to dedicate for that revival for them praying. And for that week, I'm hoping that even if we don't do nothing but a half a day to 1 o'clock for just a little fasting for them, for the Lord to bless that week for them for that revival. And it's on Thursday through Sunday. So on Thursday night, May 4th, that will be Evangelist Benjamin. On that's Lauren. And on, no, on the first night, Evangelist Common Leader Ely, Hubbard Ely. And then on Friday night, on the 5th, will be Evangelist Lauren Benjamin. And on that Saturday, will be Prophetess Alicia Noon. And on that Sunday, which is that will be the 6th, on that 7th, it will be Prophetess Tasha Clifton in that order. So keep them lifted up before the Lord. And go over to God, their pastors, and pray God's continued blessings in the name of Jesus before them. And for now, just overseeing Alicia, praise the Lord, we bless God. So we just going to continue to ask the Lord to bless in each one of their lives and all their families, and most of all that word in them. And as God used them, we just going to keep our ears open to hear what the Lord has to say. And as we I'll continue to be encouraging to them and many others as God inspiring them to come forward, our young people. So if there's nothing else, those are the only remarks that I have. If there's anything else, let me know. Praise God. Continue to keep Pastor Apostle Burton 30th anniversary before the Lord. For as I know, I don't know for sure what it's going to be the 10th or 11th for that banquet they're supposed to be having down in Columbia. For those, glory to God, I know she left the open invitation for those that live down there or anybody that did want to come and whatever like this. She told me to tell Mother Alexander and Mother Willette, praise God, definitely, and Pastor Sims, definitely open invitation to them to come and celebrate. And those that are near and far, if they desire to, I know some of y'all live far out too as well. If the Lord have me to be able to come, I would love to, because it's been 41 years with us for us as friends and ministry and whatever together. So, but if I'm not over in, the only way I could go is I'm not in California over there with the grandbaby for 18 years, old in May, and Monty will be 19 this in May, but she'll be graduating from high school. So the family were desiring to be over there for health and finances and whatever else come in place that can be able to celebrate. So if not, then just in encouragement for prayers on this side Glory to God for Pastor and also for Teron, Pastor Betty's son, that, you know, they was expecting him to live past five, I don't think it was nine. And he is 40-something, going on 50, and inspired ministering and being used for God, celebrating his birthday. I can't remember, it was 49, 48, which year this is that he won't celebrate. But be praying for them and him. So other than that, it's you just want to give God glory for life and health and wholeness and keeping us and protecting us and shielding us and angels being camped and bind up any untimely death, chaos, and confusion or whatever else may try to hinder the work that God has in us and our lives, that we'll be healthy and whole and with wisdom and submission and obedience. And, of course, Mother Alexander, still believing God for her going to Panama, and just found out a couple of days ago her niece just expired. So, Lord, just bless that family and bless her and strengthen them and encourage them and pray, God, that she will be able to continue to hold on to her joy and peace in her word, that she stands on God's word, and just bless her to be able to see her family and no more those things occurring or going there or coming back. We praise God. So keep her lifted up before the Lord and her family too, Mother Alexander. Well, we bless the Lord for you all. And as I said, we're looking forward to tomorrow night. The Lord say the same. All you that's on the line, we just thank God for you. Thank God for your patience and your time. And pray you continue to be strengthened and encouraged. And pray, glory to God, for Elder Pam Kincaid, she had hip surgery and is doing great, but then she got a little bit of infection there. So she's supposed to be seeing the doctor tomorrow. We pray all be well with that. And thank God for Burgess, Alicia's father, that gone through his surgery with the family with the, we've been praying about the prostate cancer that we believe would be eradicated and he'd be healed and no complications through the rest of his therapy. So we pray God's blessing and anybody else that we didn't call their names. We pray God's healing and deliverance and still believing God for Sister Parker's report. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen.
All right. Shalom. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you again for the encouragement. The Lord say the same. We look forward to prayer on Monday night.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And shalom.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Who know that song? Nothing but the blood. Somebody sing that before we hang up. Somebody sing that song. Nothing but the blood.
I don't know all the words. I'm sorry.
Just some of whatever we know, just to give God some glory.
Oh yeah.
Is it? I know it was the blood.
Somebody else came on and didn't open
it
up.
It was the blood.
I'm sorry.
It was the blood for me.
Amen.
Oh, one day when I was lost.
Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Is that the song, Minister BJ?
Yes, that's one of them, yes.
I know it was the blood for me.
One day when I was Jesus died on the cross, and I knew it was the blood for me. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. He never said a mumbling word for me. When I was lost, Jesus died on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
I know it was the blood
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I knew it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Can wash away my sins.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That's not the song I'm looking for.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's what it is.
Yes.
Nothing but
the blood of Jesus.
Shalom in Jesus' name.
Shalom, shalom. What a mighty God we serve.